Colorado real estate headlines. CO Commission Benchmarks: What HomeLight Says About Average Colorado Realtor Rates. A new guide breaks down the average Colorado real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors to list and sell a home. Understanding prevailing commission structures helps Colorado agents position their value and set competitive yet profitable fee schedules in a shifting market. Review the data to benchmark your own rates against state averages. ttpiltsa.homelight.com/blog/average real estate commission rate Colorado/. Colorado real estate headlines. Post NAR settlement, who still pays buyer's agent fees in Colorado? Despite the NAR settlement, most Colorado sellers continue to cover the buyer's agent commission. Colorado agents need clarity on evolving commission structures to properly advise clients and maintain competitive positioning. Use HomeLight's Colorado Agent Commission Calculator to model fee scenarios. https://homelight.com/blog/who-pays-realtor-fees-in-Colorado/. Colorado real estate headlines. Denver commission rate hits 5.71% in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.71% is the average real estate commission rate in Denver. Colorado agents and brokers need current local data to competitively price their services and communicate value to clients in the Denver market. Review the full Denver commission breakdown and savings strategies at the source link. Colorado real estate headlines. New Colorado property record search tool consolidates deeds, permits, and lien data. PropertyChecker.com has launched a centralized portal for searching Colorado property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in CO can streamline due diligence and client research by accessing multiple record types through a single search interface rather than navigating fragmented county systems. Bookmark hunhascolorado.propertychecker.com/for-faster-property-record-lookups on your next transaction. Colorado real estate updates. Boulder County building permits. Code amendments apply in unincorporated areas. Boulder County's building code amendments and permits apply only in unincorporated portions of the county, outside city and town boundaries. CO real estate professionals need to verify whether properties fall within municipal or unincorporated Boulder County jurisdiction to ensure clients obtain permits from the correct authority. Confirm jurisdiction before closing. https://bouldercounty.gov/property-and-land-use/building/building-permit/. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks.